This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged. I love all that. I love the fact that you're engaged. I love the fact that you're involved, that you're doing what I ask you to do, which is just pay attention. It's always good. I've got a clip I'm going to play later on by, remember Holder, that guy Holder, Eric Holder, you know, the bastion of truth, citizen of the year when it came to integrity and truth? Well, apparently he recently came out and said, and now I know he's kind of said this before, and you know, I say kind of, that America was never great. He wanted to know when that was. And I find it amazing. Here's a black man who says it was never great because of slavery and inequality. A black man that was... Anybody going to follow me on this one? What was he? Remember? The AG! A black man that was a... Well, that sat in the highest seat of law enforcement in the country. But because we're so racist, well, how could we be racist if we had a black president, a black AG? There were no rioting in the streets over that. No, the rioting in the streets was over conservatives. But there was no rioting in the streets by conservatives. You know, you've seen these things that have happened over the last few days that have gone viral on YouTube where... You had that 84-year-old guy, pro-life guy, and a young kid beat the crap out of him. I'm sure that young kid was a conservative. Kept calling him an old man. Shut up, old man. Stay down. That's that whole love Trump's hate thing, I guess. I'm always confused by that. Because I don't know. Apparently, I don't know what it means. I would think if it was love Trump's hate, you wouldn't be beating on anybody, would you? Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And I really do, really do appreciate the time that you're hanging out with us, you're spending with us. The, what's his name? Federal judge in California. Now, in California, they come up with the dumbest, and I mean the dumbest laws. They're so bent on taking away your guns, taking away your religious rights. I mean, I go down the whole list of stuff. Your kids, you shouldn't have control of your kids. They should have control. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Federal judge in California has ruled that I think this is great, that the state's 10-round limit on magazines is unconstitutional. Right? Yeah, so this is Gavin Newsom. We're going to start calling him Gavin Nuisance. Seriously, I think that's really what we should be calling him. He came out in one of his, like, nut job moments, and he actually said the Second Amendment allows you to have guns, but it don't say nothing about ammunition. Come on, give me a break. You know what the spirit of that law is, of that right. I don't even know if you can call them rights. I mean, laws, you should call them rights. And I'm glad they did them that way, so those dope heads, you know, our congressmen, congresswomen, congresspeoples, can't change them that easy. It's like they're talking about a law, they're going to pass a law to make Puerto Rico a state. It doesn't work that way. Remember that commercial, the old ladies in the living room, and the woman, you know, she has her Facebook page, but really it's not a Facebook page. She got all those pictures up on the wall. Remember that one? And she's going, you know, here I've posted my pictures for everybody to see. And there's an old lady on the couch going, it doesn't work like that. That's not how it works. It's the same thing here. You just can't pass a law and go, okay, Puerto Rico's a state. We'll take a vote. No. It has to go through the process. The states have to ratify it. It doesn't happen overnight. Because they're thinking, the Dems are pushing hard for this, because they think if they can get Puerto Rico in as a state, that it'll go in the way of, it'll go for a Democrat. Judge Roger Benitez just ruled that the state's ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds is unconstitutional. God bless that man for reading the Constitution. It's hereby ordered, Defendant Attorney General Xavier Becerra and his officers, agents, servants, employees, attorneys, and those persons in active concert of participating with him, and those duly sworn state peace officers and federal officers who gain knowledge of this injunction order or know that it exists, they got to stop taking your magazines away from you. I love it. I think it's great. You got to keep. You know what? We got to keep this judge around. We have to keep him healthy. By the way, you know that Where's Waldo game? Somebody needs to turn in, you know, Where's Ruth Bader Ginsburg? That would be a good one, too. The judge characterized Heller as a simple hardware test and concluded that magazines that hold more than 10 rounds are protected. In Heller, the U.S. Supreme Court provided a simple Second Amendment test. It's really simple language. Any Maroney can understand it. It's a test that anyone can understand, right? The right to keep and bear arms is a right enjoyed by law-abiding citizens to have arms that are not unusual in common use for lawful purposes like, and the first thing it calls out, is self-defense. And that simple. It's almost to your host. You're listening to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, come inside.
I want to hear this. Come on, I tell you guys all the time. Picture me in the zoot suit. Double Senior host, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, jump and jive. I didn't know what that meant until I saw them dancing. I was like, wow, okay. You'd have to have an ambulance maybe close by for me. And some oxygen tanks. Double Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged. I want you involved and engaged. You have to be. You know, if you converse with people, it's a two-way conversation. You know, not a two-way yell fest, but a two-way conversation. You may learn something. You may not agree with them still, but you may learn something. Anyway, we're talking about a federal judge in California that decided the loons in California went too far and that a ban on anything over 10-round limits on, you know, magazines for guns, yeah, not going to happen. Which will be great because it'll loosen it up for the rest of the country. California Attorney General, he's a peach too, Xavier Becerra. He didn't have a good day. The judge finds that the historical prohibitions, exceptions to the Heller, does not apply. He just tears through A.G. Becerra's examples of bullet bans because the laws Becerra actually cites are about machine guns. They always do that, though. They always go for worst-case scenario. On this record, there's no long-standing historically accepted prohibition. Detachable magazines of any capacity. Right, they weren't regulated until the 1920s, but most of those laws were invalidated by the 1970s. The federal LCM ban was enacted in 1994, but it expired in 2004. You know, that's the other thing. In the 1920s, think about something. Why were they enacting gun laws in the 20s? Anybody? Raise your hand. Anybody? Right? Okay. Al Capone come to mind? I mean, they had these 100-round magazines. 100 rounds. I think that's a little much. And that's the other thing. You know, our founding fathers did a great job. You don't like the law. The law changes. We're in the new world. Because I always hear, well, you know, it's a little different now, Joe. They didn't have automatic weapons like that. For their day, those were automatic weapons they had. Think about it. Technology-wise, they had the technology of the day. Today, we laugh at it. But it's real simple. You don't like automatic or semi-automatic handguns? Then you pass an amendment. We have the ability, we have the law, we have the rules to pass an amendment. Come on. This is what the problem is. We don't teach people anything in school about history and government. Not really. I'll bet you if I asked anybody that graduated from high school in the last 5 years, how some of these things happen, how to make some of these things happen, they're not going to know. While a lack of long-standing history does not mean that the regulation is unlawful, the lack of such a history deprives us from a relevance or reliance on Heller's presumption that such regulation is lawful. We're not aware of evidence of prohibitions on either semi-automatic rifles or large-capacity magazines are long-standing and thereby deserving a presumption of validity. Yeah, you say that five times fast. Anyway, the thing I love about this is the judge is like, no, not really what the Constitution meant, not going to happen. You know, the whole idea behind the Constitution is to get us, to get the government further away from us. To get them with less hands, less fingers, less control over us. God forbid we should think that way, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot of nutsy, crazy stories. The recent opinion piece by Cursor's Beish said that on Thursday, the House Intelligence Committee met for the very first time since Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report was released. The Gateway Pundit said that the House Republicans all signed a letter calling on a corrupt leaker liar, Representative Adam Schiff, to resign from the committee in their opening remarks. The California Democrat went on to spew nonsense, claiming that evidence, in fact, exists, and it has, that the 2016 Trump presidential campaign colluded with Russia. Now, this is... I said this the other day. Somebody took exception to it. Now, some of you are old enough to have had 16, 17, 18-year-old children, right? And, you know, there's a scratch on the car. Saturday morning comes around. You go, okay, Frankie, come here. Look at this. Where'd the scratch come from? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You're the only one who had the car last night. Doesn't mean I scratched it. Okay, but we have the videotape from the bar you and your buddies went to, being underage, and it showed how you scratched it with some kind of post that was out in front of the bar. No, wasn't me. But we got it right there. We can see it. Nope, wasn't me. And then he goes into a fit. You call me a liar. I can't believe you're doing this to me. You're just doing this to me because you don't want me to use the car again. You know, you've all been in that situation where a teenager goes out of control like that. This is exactly what the Dems are doing right now. Mueller was a hero. He was the man. He was the one. They were going to pass. Are they going to pass a law to save his butt, to protect him? Because they were so worried that President Trump was going to fire him. Well, Trump didn't fire him. Then he didn't come up with what you wanted, and now you are mad at him. He's no longer your buddy, your friend. I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. Right? Now, all of a sudden, they want to subpoena him in. He must have hit something. He missed something. He did something wrong because Adam Schiff has proof of a connection between Russia and Trump. And here's the problem. He's had all this time to produce it, and he hasn't. Right? I mean, it's that simple. If he really cares about the welfare of all this, then he would have introduced it a long time ago. The question I have for you is, why does it seem that Shifty Schiff is always lying to the American people? Is it all ideology? Is it all about making sure that they get their way no matter what? I think it is. I think the majority of them want their way. They are so sure that they're right about this. They're so sure that they know what's best for us that they're willing to lie and bully us to make it that way. They said that the president colluded with Putin in order to build the Trump Tower in Moscow. Because he couldn't have made it happen on his own. He's never done that before. So why is Schiff continuing lying to Americans? You'll have to wait till after the break to find out. Don't be seeing your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on Shifty Schiff and why. Just why.
We have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Linda McMahon is leaving the Small Business Administration to take a job with the president's re-election campaign. In an announcement at his Florida resort, the president says the former pro wrestling executive has done a lot for the country.
She has been a superstar. The
The fact is that I've known her for a long time. I knew she was good, but I didn't know she was that good. She has been one of our all-time favorites. It was just so smooth. She's helped so many people.
The president also told reporters he may close the border with Mexico as early as next week.
I'm very upset with Mexico. I think Mexico is doing a lot of talking. They have the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They probably have the strongest. And we have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic.
Trump says something has to be done to stem a tide of illegal immigration into the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky.
God save us all. Yeah. Someone's in your house. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, and I mean this, truly, not kind of, sort of, you need to be involved, you need to be engaged, but truly being part of the conversation. We want everybody part of the conversation, and for those of you on the right who just don't want to listen, don't be stupid. You can find out how they think, how they approach, how they come at things, and that helps you get it together. That helps you maybe in part, even a little bit of wisdom in them, okay? So, we're talking about Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff. I don't know how he can be the head. I want you to think about this. You've heard the man speak. You've heard what he said. You've caught him in lies. And he's still the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Because Nancy Pelosi sees him as a man of integrity. Now think about that. If she thinks he's a man of integrity, then true men of integrity must be godlike to her. On Thursday, as the Intelligence Committee tried to resume its work on Russia, which is now over and deemed to be dead, this isn't going to stop anytime soon. Come on, we all know it. Is it going to stop anytime soon? And then Adam Schiff's not going to stop anytime soon either. He is now emboldened. And he's got Pelosi telling him how great he is. What a man of integrity he is. She has the utmost faith in him. Republicans demanded and the barbed response of the committee's chairman, Representative Adam Schiff, echoed well outside the wood-paneled House hearing room. They called for him to resign as chair. He wouldn't do it. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, spent much of his weekly news conference comparing Mr. Schiff, a fellow Californian, to Senator Joe McCarthy. Some of you don't remember Joe McCarthy. That was bad. You have to look it up. Look at some of his sayings. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Okay, Eric Holder, one of my favorite people to pick on because he's so easy. He really is so easy. He came out and he said that, you know, America basically, you know, America wasn't great. And redistricting is the civil rights issue of our time. Because only the Republicans try to play games with redistricting. It is sad. Take a listen. Maybe. This never works exactly the way I want it to work. Anyway, here we go.
As a democracy, quote unquote, in the 1800s when women and African Americans couldn't vote, what kind of democracy is that?
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's when I hear these things about let's make America great again. I think to myself, well, exactly when did you think America was great? It certainly wasn't when people were enslaved. It certainly wasn't when women didn't have the right to vote. It certainly wasn't when the LGBT community was denied the rights to which it was entitled.
Does that phrase echo as discrimination in your ears?
It takes us back to, I think, an American past that never in fact really existed, this notion of greatness. You know, America has done superb things, has done great things, and it has been a leader in, you know, a whole range of things. But we're always a work in process. And
so does a work in process mean you're not great, you're not doing great things, you're not moving toward... Don't you pass milestones as you're doing stuff? Last I checked, we don't have slavery anymore. Isn't that a great thing that America didn't, getting rid of slavery? Now, yes, it should have never had it to begin with, got it. Yesterday's news, but we work towards fixing it. There isn't anything that we as Americans, when we see it's wrong, that we don't start working towards fixing. And they're quick to forget who supported slavery. They're quick to forget who didn't support the women's right to vote. Don't you find that interesting? I do.
Looking back, make America great again, is inconsistent with who we are as Americans at our best, where we look at the uncertain future, embrace it, and make it our own.
No, we don't. We don't look at our future and keep it there and embrace it. We look at it, if it needs fixing, we make it better. We try to fix it to be better. It is not status quo. We don't just sit there and let it happen. It doesn't work that way.
It's very interesting hearing you put it that way. Attorney General.
That's good. That's exciting. Anyway, no, seriously, think about it. And for him to say America was never great, when was America great? It's done great things, but it's never been great. Really? Maybe that shows you where your head's at. And maybe you shouldn't have been AG. Maybe we should have given you a test. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time, God, that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Hey, Dickinson College is in trouble for fat shaming. I don't even get this. I really don't. This is almost too good to be true. Too good of a story. I have to go looking it up. Pennsylvania College may have removed signs promoting exercise and healthy lifestyle. Why? Why would you remove signs that promoted a healthy lifestyle through exercising? Because some students are upset that you're fat-shaming. Right? That you, God forbid, you should call out and say to kids, hey, look, eat less. Have a half a piece of pie. Don't have the whole thing. Eat some salad with that meal. What's wrong with that? There were signs around campus. One of them was, let's see, they decided to remove the signs urging students to not eat more cake, take the stairs. Why not take the stairs if you're physically able? Right? I mean, seriously, if you're looking to take care of your health, you care about your health in any way, shape, manner, or form, take the stairs. What's the big deal? Oh, that stinks. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can throw something at me next time. It's okay. As long as it doesn't hurt. But I'm curious. I know that there was this whole thing going on at one time where I couldn't tell my daughter, when she went off to college, I couldn't tell her to be careful when she went to bars, keep an eye on her drink. Well, I do. I don't care what you say. Because I was part of the rape culture by doing that. By telling my daughter to be careful when she goes into a bar, goes to a party, so that she wouldn't get raped, I was part of the rape culture. Because by simply telling her to be careful to make sure it didn't happen, that I was telling her that it was okay, that it was going to happen. or something. I don't even know what their logic was. That's how stupid it is. I can't even get to their logic. Right? Same thing here. I'm sorry, but there are fat people out there. Some of it's medical. If it's medical, then obviously I'm not talking about you. Right? But if you got my problem, which I love to refer to as hand in mouth, I never know when to keep my hand away from my mouth when there's good food on the table or something. My good food, not healthy. Notice I didn't say healthy, I said good. So now they're telling kids in colleges, because you know what? We have an obesity problem in this country. You don't have to call it out. You don't have to acknowledge it. It's still there. You know, just I got news for you. Just ignoring something or saying something is what it isn't doesn't change it. So if you've got the ability to take the stairs and you're overweight in any way, shape, manner, or form, and you love your Diet Cokes and you love your sugary coffee, why not take the stairs? Don't take the elevator. Walk up the stairs. All right, it's only 15, 20, 30 calories. Big whoop. Still 30 calories. Still 20 calories less. It's a quarter of a Twinkie or whatever it is. Story comes out of Campus Reform, and they tried to get a hold of Dickinson College. They weren't there to respond, or they wouldn't respond. The signs also reportedly calculated the number of calories an average student would burn each day, stating that if they took the stairs, they could expend the equivalent of 2.5 to 5.4 pounds in 4 years. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, and it isn't really. But if you do more than just take stairs once in a while, if you take stairs on a regular basis, you walk to your classes, you get a little exercise, it'll work out, it really will work out to your benefit big time. But now it's fat shaming. Sophomore Prableen Kaur was not happy with the sign. She said, I began to feel guilty every time that I took the elevator. Of course you did. Why wouldn't you? I've seen your picture. You could afford to lose a few pounds, just like me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Oh, yes, we know what you mean. Bear in mind, it was a 70s song. Think it through. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up on the website up there. And, you know, you can get involved. Because I do. I want you to get involved. And give me your email address. I send an email once a week. It's not like I intrude on your privacy on a minute-by-minute basis. I'm not one of those guys that says it every day, you know, like a little needy high school girlfriend. Hey, are you there? I know you're there. Come on, come out. I sent you an email. I sent you a text. I'll give you an answer. What's wrong? Are we going out still? I mean, seriously, craziness. I don't make you nuts. I hate when they do it to me. So I wouldn't do it to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. And then, you know, if you want to be notified by text message, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 55222, TRS 55222. And I really do appreciate you know, the time that you take when you do get involved, and you do, I don't want to say try to get my attention, but when you do want to get engaged and what have you, I do appreciate it so much. But we've got a lot going on, and you know, it's getting harder. I mean, frankly, honestly, and I'm not whining, I'm just informing. It is getting harder and harder and harder for us to get our information out. It's getting harder and harder and harder for conservatives to get their message across. It's real. It's just what it is. Some guys will sit here and whine to you for hours and tell you how bad it is and how much, you know, help they need and all this other fun stuff. Do I need your help? Do I need your support? Of course I do. But I'm not going to beat my brains out begging you for help. If you don't know by now that some of us need help, whether it's, you know, verbal help, prayer, dollars, whatever, then there is no helping you. I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. You know, I had a little flashback on some notes I was looking at. And how many of you remember the dire warnings that we were getting when Donald Trump became president? Right? And some of the things, let's see if you remember any of these. He'll start World War III. Remember that one? And now we find out there'd probably be a better chance that Hillary would have started World War III than Donald. The stock market will crash. How'd that work out? Then there's he and Putin. They're in it together, you know. And what's really funny is he's been harder on Putin. He's been harder on Russia than Obama was. And I don't think, maybe you know, I don't think Trump ever said, hey, after the election, I'll have a little more flexibility to move. No, that didn't happen. He's a racist. You know, think about something here. If he's an unadulterated racist, if he's that nasty, mean, black-hating racist that you all say he is, then every black person that supports him has been brainwashed, drank the Kool-Aid, or they're just flaming idiots, right? Apparently he hasn't got this racism thing down because the black unemployment rate is at the lowest it's been since it's been recorded. So apparently he doesn't kind of get the concept. He's a laughing stock of the world. Really? Really. You know, I saw pictures of how they greeted Trump and how they greeted Obama, especially his last few years in the presidency when he went to places like China and other places. You know what? If you're honest with yourself, if you can open up, if you can look at what was going on, and you really could be honest with yourself, they had absolutely no respect for Barack Obama. Absolutely none. And again, I say you got to be honest with yourself. You have to be willing to be honest with yourself. They had no respect for him. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're not the laughing stock. They said the same thing when Reagan was around. No, we are now feared and honored as an ally. See, it's actually the other way around. Now, if you're an ally of ours, if you were and are an ally of ours, then we have honor with you. You know that our word means something. You know we'll be there to protect you. Under Mr. Obama, you didn't know that. If you were a friend or an ally, you didn't know if we were going to step in to help you out. You had no clue. If you were an enemy of ours, all you knew is that you would get preferential treatment for Obama. If you're an enemy of ours under Trump, you're not sleeping at night. Guaranteed. And then everything is Trump's fault. You know, this has been an argument of mine forever. It was really funny when we had just come on the air when Obama became president. And I was willing to give a chance. Right? I was taking heat from my friends on the right. I'm going, look, the guy hasn't even been in office yet. Shut up. Let's see if he does good or bad, and we'll give him credit for what he does good. We'll nail him for what he does bad. And 2 years into his presidency, he's still blaming Bush. And what I thought was interesting is 5 years into his presidency, everything that was going wrong in the economy, and pretty much anything that was going wrong in the U.S. was because of the policies of George W. Bush 5 years into his presidency. Remember, under him, They lost almost 900 seats total, the Democrats did across the country. I mean, they were record-setting, too. So you want to think about, you know, and then everything good that would happen, even 2 weeks after he got in office, everything good was because of a policy he put in place, because of a thought that went through his brain. Right? And all the haters, I don't even know how I got on this. I have no idea how I went down this road. And all the Trump haters, accusing him of breaking the norms. Really? We upset the apple cart for them? Now, remember, I talked earlier about what the Dems wanted to get rid of. But here, they want to break, they accused Trump of breaking the norms. Yet they want to abolish the Electoral College. The only thing that truly gives when it comes to electing a president, it truly gives every state a voice in electing the president. But they want to get rid of that. And the only argument they make on the Electoral College is, well, it's not the popular vote and your voice doesn't count. Well, yeah, actually it does. And it counts more on the Electoral College than it does under the popular vote. They want to abolish ICE. Because the only job ICE has is to rip babies out of the arms of their mothers at the border, mistreat illegal aliens, and that kind of stuff. That's the only thing they do. And these are lawmakers. They want to up the number of Supreme Court justices. Now, why do you think that is? They never wanted to do it before, but all of a sudden they want to do it. Why? Because the Supreme Court, by the end of Trump's term, is going to be heavy conservative. Reduce the voting age to 16. I got a whole thing on that I want to play. Do I still have that? Yes, I do. I don't know how long it is, but I mean, think about it. I want you to think over the last year or two. Some of the stunts we've seen the 16-year-olds do. And the stories that I've reported on. Remember? I mean, what was it? The Tide? They actually had to put a notice on their box that said, don't eat these. They're not candy. Why? Because teenagers were eating them. Because they were pretty. They were blue and red and white. And they looked like candy. And we want these people to vote. They're getting desperate. They're losing the vote. They're getting desperate. I mean, I talked to Hispanics. I talked to blacks. And other Democrats are going like, I don't know what's going on with my party. I'm really afraid for my party. Now, you won't hear that in mainstream, ever. I didn't look at what was it, the 16-year-olds. What they have we did it just before the election. The condom challenge. Remember that? They were snorting condoms. We want them voting. Don't we? Ban semi-automatic weapons. And again, if you start looking at a gun, if you honestly look at gun violence, if you honestly look at the numbers, this country and others, we're fine. The new Green Deal, that's what they want to do, because they want to put coal miners out of work. I mean, they want to put a boatload of people out of work. And that's what that will do. That will put that'll put millions of people out of work, really. When you think about the related industries to some of the things that they want to shut down, it'll put millions out of work. Wealth tax. They still haven't seen a tax they don't like. They love that term. They love that word. Universal basic income. So we'll tax the wealthy who have busted their hump, who've worked hard in most cases, not all, obviously, right, who've busted hump, and then we'll turn around and give that money. We tax the crap out of the people who want to sit on the couch and play video games. Isn't that wonderful? And then we've been talking about what the 15-hour minimum wage has done to some businesses. As they say to us, you can't denounce the numbers. I'm Joe Mattino, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, get some coffee. Get something to eat. Come on back.